Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN, thank you for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. The sun is out in the suburbs. Everybody's holding out hope for a little bit of sunshine. I mean, if we had a weekend of sunshine, you know how happy everybody would be? It would pick up everybody's mood. It's just been so gloomy lately. Thank you for being a part of the show. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Dawn Keller is on the phone. Dawn is with Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation. Dawn, what does Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation do? I mean, obviously, you rehabilitate wild animals, but how do you come upon them?
Thank you, Lisa. We accept animals from the public, from animal control departments, from the police, from the Department of Natural Resources.
And so what type of animals do you usually get?
We treat everything from the smallest birds, hummingbirds, up to eagles and American white pelicans. And then from a mammal standpoint, we treat everything except skunks, bats, and raccoons. But again, it's strictly wildlife. So opossums, squirrels, coyote, fox, deer are some of the main ones.
And you took a coyote in that got caught in a trap last week, right?
It was on the morning of December 24th. It was just an absolutely horrendous situation. We were notified fairly late the evening of December 23rd that a member of the public had posted a picture of a severely injured coyote that turned up on her front porch, and it still had the trap attached to a almost completely severed foot. And it was minus 3 degrees with, I don't know what the wind chill was, but it was just a horrible evening for any animal to be outside, much less an injured animal. And so one of the rehabilitators down in the Kankakee area went down and rescued it, and then another rehabilitator down in that area made arrangements to get transport, and two gentlemen drove that coyote up here, delivering it to us at 2 a.m. on the 24th.
My gosh, there are so many good people in this world. There really are. Where is Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation located?
So our main location is Barrington. And then since 2006, we've operated a satellite location. We are right on Northerly Island. We have a park. We operate out of a park district location there, the old Meigs Field Terminal building. Oh. And the park district has been kind enough to donate space to us down there, like I said, since 2006.
And what is the status of the coyote?
Well, so the coyote, unfortunately, we could not save the leg. He had surgery the Tuesday following the 24th. I think that was like the 27th. And his leg did have to be amputated. So he is recovering. We are providing medical care. And obviously, with the extent of the injury, you know, we expect that he will end up needing to become an educational ambassador, whether that's with us or with another facility.
Right.
But he's lucky to even be alive after everything he's been through.
So here's my question. When I Googled this, and because I remembered a story that happened in Batavia where it was a guy's dog that got caught in one of these traps, and then he went back to post a sign, he got caught. I've seen that it's been cats and dogs. What are the rules, and how much should we be aware when we're, you know, out running with our dogs, you know, letting them off the leash in some big areas? Are these traps everywhere? And you just got to fill me in on that.
Well, so it does require a permit from the state, but there are approximately, from what I understand, 10,000 permitted trappers in the state of Illinois. Honestly, it's just trapping, much less these leg hole traps, are barbaric. I mean, I don't know that you've seen the pictures that we posted on the website.
I saw them. I can't look at them anymore. It's very hard for me because I'm an animal lover, and it's devastating.
Absolutely, it's devastating. And imagine, I mean, with as hard as those are to look at, imagine what the coyote went through.
Right.
From an absolute suffering standpoint.
And is that what they're trying to trap? Are they trying to trap coyotes or beavers or muskrats? What animal are they trying to trap to gather their fur or whatever they do?
Right. So, I I'm not completely an expert on the fur-bearing trapping, but I can tell you that there is a fur-bearing trapping season, and fur-bearing trappers, again, exist to a large degree in the state of Illinois. There are this trap that you saw, if you saw a picture on the website, is a unpadded leg hole trap. There are also padded leg hole traps. The only leg hole trap in Illinois that is illegal is one that has tooths or serration. Those are illegal in Illinois, but these unpadded traps that did the damage to this coyote are legal, and we would like to see that changed. In terms of where they can trap and whether you need to be concerned, I mean, I think the main concern is that if your dog gets off leash and is on someone else's property, yes, there is a potential for that. I mean, we admitted a coyote several years ago with a double conibear trap on its head, and that's a kill trap. And that coyote was found in a condominium complex, an apartment complex in Wheeling.
My gosh.
And we couldn't save him. But, I mean, that could have killed a dog. That could have, in theory, greatly injured a child.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's frightening to think that these traps are legal and out in the open. Now, we also have rehabilitators who've admitted, we've personally admitted hawks that have been injured. I mean, so they're indiscriminate. They can injure non-target species. Again, whether that's a dog or a cat.
Right.
Or whether that's a bald eagle, whether that's an owl, again, we have admitted a variety of species.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, because what you're accomplishing is amazing. Dawn Keller is with Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation. If people want to know more, can they follow you on social media? Can they see the pictures you're talking about? And can they support your efforts to make changes in the state?
Thank you, Lisa. Please. So we do have quite a few stories out there on Spirit, and we're continuing to update his status on our Facebook page.
And do you have a website that you could give before I jump to the newsroom? Could you share your website with everyone?
Absolutely. It's Flint, F-L-I-N-T, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, wildlife.org. And there is a page on that website dedicated to Spirit at this point that talks about this issue.
Spirit is that coyote. Thank you for saving him, and thank you, Dawn, for doing what you do.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for helping us bring attention to it.
Steve's newscast is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.